Welcome to Pick LJ Podcast, your official Gilmer Chamber podcast. Join us as we dive into local businesses and events that make Gilmer County special. Now let's find out what's happening in LJ today.
Welcome into the Pick LJ Podcast. Today is another special one. We've got a group here with us today. Gay Buckley, she's with Buckley Vineyards. I've also got musician Wyatt Espelin. And then I've also got producer Ray Green. We're going to be talking about the big Singers Songwriters Festival. We've been looking forward to this for quite a while now. But as always, let me welcome everyone in. Y'all are all at Buckley Vineyards at the moment, having a great time, it looks like.
Yes.
So the Singers Songwriters Festival, this is the first time that we're going to be doing it, and it's going to be held at different vineyards throughout the county. The whole goal is to bring lovers of music and lovers of wine together. Wyatt, I'd love to get started with you. You've been a part of similar events like this throughout different areas. I imagine it's got to be really fun being part of these events. How do you feel about it?
Well, I'm excited about the festival. I actually have been a part of a few songwriter festivals in different communities, and I have seen how it brings the whole community together. And I think this is a great space. LJ has wonderful venues. And the idea of doing it at the vineyards is an amazing idea, especially blending the artistry of songwriting with the artistry of winemaking. And I just think it's going to be great for LJ. I think it's going to be a big event. And I think next year, all 39 performances will probably be paid for. But next year, then none of them will be free because it's going to be so popular that you're going to have all these songwriters want to be a part of this, calling be a part of this.
Now, you also have another event that you're going to be hosting called an acoustic concert series, and it kicks off on April 13th. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I work, I'm based out of Hiawassee, Georgia, and I work at the Georgia Mountain Fairgrounds as an assistant booking for their secondary events. And they allowed me to start my own concert series last year. It was very popular. And so we're kicking it off again with 15 dates starting April 13th. It coincides with the Rhododendron Festival, and it's called Acoustic Sunsets. And I'll be hosting and performing and getting my buddies to play the shows with me.
Why? How long have you been writing songs?
I've been writing for about 20 years. I lived in Nashville for 15, but moved back to my hometown because the inspiration there is just ridiculous here in North Georgia. And so found many more things to write about when I moved back home. And so I'm glad to be back and do it full time.
I can see what you mean by saying that there's a lot of inspiration around here. It's certainly a beautiful area and there's lots of culture around it. Ray Green, you're the producer of this event. You have a large role to play with it. How do you feel about it being held and put on here in LJ and Gilmer County? You think it works?
The answer is LJ is the perfect place to bring together winemaking and the art of songwriting under one roof at 6 wineries in the Playhouse of downtown LJ. The inspiration for this began about 3 years ago when I discovered that many of the wineries in North Georgia were already booking acoustic artists to play in their winery tasting rooms usually on Saturday and Sundays. And then some began doing major events in the evenings, ticketed events, including right here at Buckley. And so another winery owner in Gilmer County and I sat down and said, wonder why there isn't a songwriter event in LJ or this part of the North Georgia Mountains. Didn't know the answer, but we said, we'll create it. And so we sat down, hatched the idea out, fleshed it out. And then, of course, COVID happened, which affected the live music business all over the country. And once COVID began to wane, we put it back onto the table, approached the wineries themselves, contacted songwriters, invited them to participate. Almost nobody said no. Found a beautiful primary sponsor in Pick LJ, the DMO here in Gilmer County to help to make it all happen on the marketing side, the financial side, and we're off and running, and we'll be hosting right here at Buckley. We'll be hosting a press conference on Wednesday, the 29th of March, to launch the website to give the local and regional media an opportunity to come hear all of our plans in detail and share a little wine, share a little food, and have an evening together. And after that, We tell the story all over the country and regionally and encourage locals to come out, visitors from other parts of the state and country to come join us for a great weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and right here in LJ.
And Gay, you must be pretty excited. I mean, this is bringing a lot of attention to your winery as well. What do you think about it? Are you excited for it?
Super excited for it. Yes. And we also have amazing wine. We have a really good winemaker, Lloyd Clark. And so they have that aspect to enjoy when they come here, as well as all the live music, which we do. Like Ray said, we have live music every Friday, which we've got two today, but every Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And yeah, we're super excited, looking forward to this. It's going to be, I think, an amazing experience.
Now, you're also going to have an event taking place on April 1st. You're going to have a lasagna cook-off and also an auction that's going along with it. So tell me about that.
That's a big deal. It's our second annual lasagna cook-off, which was extremely successful last year. So we repeated the event and turned it into a fundraiser for the LJ Paws in Need, which benefits the Gilmer County Animal Shelter. So we've got 6 guest chefs that will be providing big pans of lasagna each. So there's a lot of lasagnas, twice as much as we had last year. We sell the lasagna, and people have donated amazing stuff to auction off. And we raised a lot of money for the shelter last year. So this year we expect to raise at least twice that much. So we're planning on that. So that's a super fun event. It's on Saturday, April 1st, pretty much the whole day that we're open. So 12 to 6. So come out for that.
Awesome. And who can say no to lasagna? But to bring everything to a close, Ray, if you'd come back and tell us one more time the details of the event for the Singers and Songwriters Festival.
We kick off with a songwriter and VIP welcome reception on Thursday night at the Gilmer Arts Playhouse. And then at 6 wineries in Gilmer County, we will have 2 daytime performances on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then a ticketed performance on each of those nights, on Friday night at Chateau Maitre, on Saturday night here at Buckley, and on Sunday night at Ingelheim. And we want to encourage everybody to come out and join us for what promises to be an amazing weekend of wine, friendship, and fantastic music.
And before we leave, we want to give everyone here a taste of some of the amazing music you're going to hear this weekend. Here's a song from Wyatt Espelin, Train Tracks.
There's something you don't see every day. A train sitting on a train track. It always seems to be rolling away. Never waiting on you, never looking back. I've got a heart, it's half broken. I found a quarter, but it's just a token. Let's put it in the slot. Here's to hoping. It's 5 o'clock, how come nothing's open? Well, there's something you don't see every day. A train sitting on the train track. It always seems to be rolling away. Never waiting on you, never looking back. Backstage at Eddie's, she heard me singing. She was getting ready, but she caught the engine. She tried to be nice, but she don't like pretending. I took her advice, why don't you add some sinning? Oh, there's something you don't see every day. A train sitting on a train track. It always seems to be rolling away. Never waiting on you, never looking back. Sometimes a tornado will wake us up again. Honey, stay right there because I'm coming to get ya. Oh, there's something you don't see every day. A train sitting on the train track. It always seems to be rolling away. Never waiting on you, never looking back. Yeah, there's something you don't see every day. A train sitting on the train track. It always
That was Train Tracks by Wyatt Espelin. You can hear his music by going to wyattespelinmusic.com. You can download his music, watch videos, and of course, come out to the Singer-Songwriters Festival. And you can hear him and many, many other fantastic artists just like this. That's going to do it for this episode of the Pick LJ podcast. You're going to hear this episode on Thursday at 5:15 p.m. on WLJA 101.1 FM, as well as WPGY 93.7 and 98.1 FM, 1580 AM. Of course, you'll hear this a day early on Wednesday by going to our website at wljaradio.com. Click on the podcast button and click the Pick LJ podcast. And of course, you can hear us on all your favorite streaming services, including Spotify, Podbean, Google Podcasts, Apple Music, and many others. We hope to see you this weekend at one of the many wineries throughout Gilmer County, having a great time and supporting some truly amazing local artists. And we'll be back again next week.
This has been Pick LJ Podcast. To find out more about everything Gilmer County, visit GilmerChamber.com or visit the Gilmer Chamber Welcome Centers at 696 First Avenue East LJ, or 10 Broad Street in LJ.